I came across a positive news story recently about a random act of kindness that inspired others to continue with the generous turn. One person at a drive-through restaurant decided to pay for the meal of the car behind them. The person was so amazed by their generosity that they decided to surprise the car behind them and pay for their meal. And so this chain of events continued. Strangers surprising strangers. In the end, more than 900 cars continued this good deed. Can you imagine the surprise of the staff who worked there? This episode is all about kindness. Story 1.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
You might have heard of the international humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders. But ever heard of Clowns Without Borders? Their mission is to help spread laughter among children in refugee camps, conflict zones, and disaster areas. Clowns Without Borders works with professional artists to create shows that encourage children living through crises to laugh, dance, and play. You will find a mix of circus performers, clowns, theatre and street performers, actors and musicians all offering their skills, humour and time on a voluntary basis. They perform professional shows, teach skills and bring laughter to children and their communities. When we experience positive emotions through laughter and play, endorphins are released, which reduce pain and generate feelings of wellness and stress relief. Children learn through play. It's how they build human relationships, trust and empathy. Children are naturally resilient, even through trauma. But without access to laughter, to play, they're unable to fully develop and heal. The charity began in 1993. When children in Barcelona raised funds to send a famous clown, Tortel Poltrona, to refugee camps in Croatia. It unexpectedly attracted audiences of more than 4,000 children. Thus, Tortel founded Clowns Without Borders. It now exists in 15 countries, and every year they complete more than 120 projects in around 50 countries for over 300,000 children and their communities in around 1,500 shows and 400 workshops. A reminder that laughter really can be the best medicine at times.
Story 2. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. This was a favourite motto of my old school principal. And I have to give it to her, there are a number of real-life benefits associated with the way we treat others. Here are a few science-backed benefits of being kind.
1. Kindness prevents illness.
Kindness boosts our brain's feel-good hormone oxytocin. Oxytocin reduces inflammation, which is linked to diseases such as diabetes, cancer, chronic pain, obesity, and migraines. So, boost your supply by doing a simple act of kindness.
2. Kindness releases feel-good hormones.
Doing nice things for others boosts your serotonin, responsible for you feeling good and satisfied. Like exercise, being kind to others also releases endorphins, a phenomenon known as a helper's high.
3. Being kind is also good for your heart.
Oxytocin also expands blood vessels, which reduces blood pressure, which we know is good for your heart.
4. It can help you live longer.
According to health.com, you're at a greater risk of heart disease if you don't have a strong network of family and friends. When you're kind to others, you develop strong, meaningful relationships and friendships.
5. It reduces stress.
When we focus on the joy we are bringing to someone else, we give our brains a much-needed break from figuring out our own problems. This is one of the amazing benefits of being kind. By focusing on someone else's happiness, we forget about our problems for a while. Story 3.
The Art of Self-Kindness. The global pandemic has had a powerful effect on our mental health as people isolate, restrict movements, and are prohibited from contact with friends and family. It has been a trying time for many. Practicing self-kindness and self-compassion can give our mental health a well-deserved boost and help us navigate future stressful situations. Give yourself a break. Put away your laptop and your work after work or school. Make sure you take that lunch break. If you're sick, then take time off. It allows us to be more focused and happier in what we do. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down three things you're grateful for each day. The more specific, the better. Being in the here and now and noticing the smaller things helps us to foster a more positive mindset. Control your social media feeds. Social media can make you feel worthless about yourself, but it seems very difficult to avoid. Instead of completely shutting it out, take digital detoxes and filter out anything that could be damaging to you. Don't forget to play. This is something we can easily allow to slip away as adults. Whether it's a board game, sports, finger painting, or even having a good old pillow fight, have some fun.
This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. You can find the transcript and list of difficult vocabulary from this and all other episodes on our website, everestlanguageschool.com/podcast.